with great justice and propriety, be seen, and this is that of a common slanderer. If a person who prides into the characters of others with no other design but to discover their faults, and to publish them to the world, deserves the title of a slanderer of the reputations of men, why should not a critic, who reads with the same malevolent view, be as properly styled the slanderer of the reputation of books? Vice hath not, I believe, a more abject slave. Society produces not a more odious vermin, nor can the devil receive a guest more worthy of him, nor possibly more welcome to him, than a slanderer. The world, I am afraid, regards not this monster with half the abhorrence which he deserves, and I am more afraid to assign the reason of this criminal lenity shown towards him. Yet it is certain that the thief looks innocent in the comparison. Nay, the murderer himself can seldom stand in competition with his guilt. For slander is a more cruel weapon than a sword, as the wounds which the former gives are always incurable. One method, indeed, there is of killing, and that the basest and most execrable of all, which bears an exact analogy to the vice here disclaimed against, and that is position, a means of revenge so base and yet so horrible, that it was once wisely distinguished by our laws from all other murders in the